Hare Krishna, and welcome to Nidvarka, especially welcome to this day of great celebration, the appearance day of Lord Nrisimhadev. Nrisimhadev, a very powerful manifestation of Krishna, very dear to all the devotees, the protector and the friend of all the devotees. So we'll have some 40 minutes to discuss, and I thought of starting with a couple of verses. One from the Srimad Bhagavatam that describes one reason of the appearance of Nrisimhadeva. This morning, Amala Bhakta Prabhu gave a lecture on the old Leela, on the old pastime, on the old chronological development of the history, so we won't get into this now. We'll discuss other things. Satyam vidatum nija bhritya bhashitam vyaptim cha bhuteshu akhileshu chatmanaha adrishya tatya bhuta rupam udvaham stambe sabhayam namargam namanusham. Translation. To prove that the statement of his servant Prahlad Maharaj was substantial, in other words, to prove that the Supreme Lord is present everywhere, even within the pillar of an assembly hall, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, exhibited a wonderful form never before seen. The form was neither of a man nor that of a lion. Thus the Lord appeared in his wonderful form in the assembly hall. Satyam vidhatu. Satyam means the truth, and vidhatu means to establish or to prove, to demonstrate, to substantiate. So in other words, because Prahlad Maharaj, his devotee, had declared to his father, Hiranyakashipu, that the Lord was also in a pillar, the Lord, in one sense, had to appear. He had to substantiate that truth in the statement of his devotee. You all know the story. Prahlad Maharaj was a very, very devotee of Krishna. And his father, Hiranyakashipu, was a very demoniac, atheist, materialist. Hiranyakashipu, two words. Hiranya means gold, Kashipu means soft beds and pillows, so represent the quintessential attraction for a materialist, wealth and sexual enjoyment. So Hiranyakashipu was very against the devotional sentiments of his son. And at one point, there was this showdown between the son and the father. The father asked Prahlad Maharaj, where you get this power, where you get this strength to resist all my persecution? And say, I get it from the place where everybody gets his strength, from also the place where you get your strength. And that's the Lord, Lord Vishnu, Krishna. And then Hiranyakashipu challenged, where is this Krishna? And Prahlad Maharaj said, he's everywhere. And then Hiranyakashipu challenged, is also in this pillar, and he pointed at the pillar in the assembly hall, Sabhayam. And Prahlad Maharaj said, yes, of course, he's also there. And then Hiranyakashipu started hitting this pillar with his sword, and then Nrisimhadev, to substantiate the words of his devotee, Satyam vidatu nija bhritya bhashitam, he appeared in a form which has never been seen before. And also a form that fulfilled the particular benedictions that Brahma had given to Hiranyakashipu, to not to be killed by a man or by animal. Another verse I want to bring up, it's a verse from the fifth canto. This is in a prose form, so it doesn't have the usual four lines. Om namo bhagavate narasimhaya Namaste jaste jazer avira virbhava vajranaka vajradamstra karma shayam randaya randaya tamo grasa graha om swaha abhayam abhayam atmani buishtam om kshraum. Kshraum is the bij mantra, is the seed mantra for the worship of Nrisimhadev. Every form of the Lord has a like a single syllable that represents that Lord. So Kshraum is for Lord Nrisimhadeva. And this is the prayer, is the prayer to Nrisimhadev to remove all the internal obstacles, the ignorance that blocks our heart, the lust, the unwanted desires that block our advancement. This is a translation. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Nrisimhadev, the source of all power. O my Lord, who possesses nails and feet just like thunderbolts, kindly vanquish our demon-like desires for fruitive activity in this material world. Please appear in our hearts and drive away our ignorance, so that by your mercy we may become fearless in the struggle for existence in this material world. In other words, the devotee prays to Lord Nrisimhadev not only for protection, for physical protection. After all, our body is born and it will die. Jatasya hi druvo mrityur, the Bhagavad Gita says. Whoever is born is sure to die. So ultimately, we are not praying for the protection of this body. What is more dangerous, what is more troublesome, are the subtle desires that keep us. I'm sorry for the back. I need to be close to the machine. Is that the subtle desires that keep us slave of this cycle of birth and death. So here the devotee, particularly Prahlad Maharaj, is praying that karmashayam. Karmashayam means asha. Asha means aspirations, desires, hopes. So all the hopes in relation to karma, to material activity, randaya, randaya. Take them out. Dissolve them. Evaporate them. Tamo, grasa, grasa, tamas, the ignorance of our identity, the ignorance of our eternal position as servants, take them away. And with this thunderbolt-like nails and teeth, destroy whatever is inauspicious. We sing every day, Bahir Nishingo, Ridaye Nishingo. Nrisimhadev is outside, but is also inside the heart. Bahir Nishingo, Ridaye Nishingo, Yato Yato Yamitato Nishingo. Wherever I go, Nishinga is there. And so this is a prayer. Srila Prabhupada gives a beautiful purport. He says this is how we should pray regularly. Some devotees learn this verse by heart. It's an important meditation. So I just wanted to go through some slides that give us some highlights. And also, it's a bit of a panoramic view how different artists in different cultures have understood Nrisimhadeva, have visualized him, have expressed his form. First of all, we start with Prahlad Maharaj, because actually he is the catalyst for the appearance of Nrisimhadev. Nrisimhadev is in everybody's heart and is in everyone's walls and columns. He's in every pillar. It was not just in the pillar of Hiranyakashipu. So what makes him come out is the devotion of Prahlad Maharaj, is his intrinsic faith in the protection of Lord Nrisimhadeva. See, there are three elements here. One is the Lord, one is the demon, and one is the devotee. So the Lord, by definition, is present everywhere. Inside, outside, everything. So it's a constant. The demon represented by Hiranyakashipu, these demonic desires, this attachment for sense gratification, this attachment for self-aggrandizement, are also a constant. They're there. Maybe not in the level of intensity of Hiranyakashipu, but they're there. And that's why we continue taking birth and dying in this material world. These desires are there. Demoniac, what does it mean demoniac? Demoniac is not very much a moral judgment. Demoniac because they are against the Lord. The Lord wants us to be cooperators. The Lord wants us to be happy in His association, in His service. And we want something different than that. We want to enjoy separately. So those type of desires are called demoniac. So the Lord and the demon, in one sense, are two constants. But the devotee, especially the pure devotee represented by Prahlad Maharaj, is not always present. So the Lord may be there, the demon may be there, but Nrisimhadev may not appear all the time. Because there may not be a devotee who acts a catalyst to bring the presence of the Lord out. For mixed devotion or for conventional devotion, the Lord may not take the responsibility to appear, to manifest Himself. So although they are always there, the demon and the Lord, unless there is a pure devotion, the Lord won't manifest. So the little history, I mean, there's a big history, but in short, Prahlad Maharaj was a very great saint. Although he was only 5 years old, he was always imbued with spontaneous feelings of love. And he was teaching even his classmates. And they were all from demoniac family, asura family, families which were officially against Lord Vishnu. Oops. I need to plug in, otherwise... And so, his father persecuted him very, very severely. He actually tried to kill him so many times. One time, he arranged for Prahlad to be thrown from a hill. And the Lord actually saved him. Another time, they tried to boil him. But the Lord also turned the water from scalding hot to fresh. Another time, they threw him in a pit full of snakes, poisonous snakes, but somehow he was also saved. Another time, they tried to trample him under the feet of elephants. And actually, what you see here is the picture shows looks like an African elephant. But the scripture says these were very, very special elephants, much bigger than an African elephant, much more heavy, and also more nasty. But still, they also survived that. Then they tried to kill him with so many weapons, and still he survived. So he tried basically everything to kill him, and Prahlad Maharaj always survived. Once he gave him a poisonous cake. But he survived also to that. So at one point there was this final showdown, and Hiranyakashipu was very, very angry. And Lord Vishnu was already very tired of this type of persecution, this type of violence, this type of abuse. I mean, talk about child abuse. That was like the mother of all child abuse. So he was the founder of child abuse. No, Hiranyakashipu. So at one point, when the challenge was there, is your Lord also in this pillar? And he said, yes. And then Hiranyakashipu attacked the pillar. And at that time, Lord Nrisimhadeva manifested himself. And he was really super, super angry. He was so angry that this particular form, when Nrisimhadeva is coming out of the pillar, it's called technically Stanu Nrisimha. It's so angry that it's not a form which is worshipped anywhere. Because he can't almost establish a relation. There's only one place on this planet that this form is worshipped. We'll come to that later. But here we have different pictures of this moment of Nrisimhadeva coming out of the pillar. This is one manifestation here with eight arms. This is actually a photo. This is a deity which is present in the Mayapur Gurukul. As you can see, they made this pillar broken into two, and Nrisimhadeva just coming out. You can take darshan of this deity in Mayapur. How many of you been to Mayapur? Okay, so 50%. And how many of you been to the Gurukul in Mayapur? Okay. How many of you seen this deity? Two, three. Okay, so others have one more reason to go to Mayapur. This is like a modern rendition of Nrisimhadeva, very, very angry, coming out in the full-fledged fury of his decision to just kill Hiranyakashipu at this point. It's another modern rendition of Nrisimhadeva coming out of this. Is that clear and on the screen? Huh? Very much? Okay. Not all the colors don't come so. But you get the idea. The huge Nrisimhadeva and this Hiranyakashipu facing him. Another very angry Nrisimhadeva. Yes, some sort of Viking helmet here, I don't know. But whatever, the different people express their devotion, they envision Nrisimhadeva in a different way. But you can see everywhere is very angry, and it's coming out of the pillar. Here, you are combined, it's coming out of the pillar, and Hiranyakashipu is jumping with his mace to face it. So they start a battle. See, Hiranyakashipu flying towards Nrisimhadeva. And here continuing, this is a BBT picture used with permission. And so Hiranyakashipu was much, much smaller, but he was flying around, and sometimes he looked almost like a fly around Nrisimhadeva. Is described, it was almost like the cat playing with the mouse. There's no real competition within a cat and a mouse, but sometimes the cat likes to spend a little more time, you know, not to immediately give the final killing strike. So Nrisimhadeva is here, the broken pillar is here, and then finally, the moment that all the demigods on the different planets were expecting that finally Nrisimhadeva kills Hiranyakashipu. And this is the climax of the battle. This is the famous painting, the most we have it here also. And this is the famous ISKCON painting, we could say the official standard ISKCON painting. You can see that Nishingadeva somehow maintains all the blessing given by Brahma. Brahma had blessed Hiranyakashipu not to be killed inside or outside the house. And therefore, he is killed right on the threshold of the house. He got a blessing not to be killed during the day or during the night. And so he was killed at dusk, at the time, like a twilight. It was not day, it was not night. He got the blessing not to be killed by any living or non-living thing. And so he was killed by the nails of the Lord. And the nails are in this special category because the nails are living, because they grow, but technically the part that comes out of the finger is not living. In fact, you can cut your fingernails without any pain. So it's living and non-living at the same time. He got the blessing not to be killed by an animal or by a man. So in this combination is neither a man nor an animal. And so on. There are a series of blessings that Brahma gave. And Nrisingadev respected all of them, honored all of them, but still killed Hiranyakashipu. And there are a series of paintings. This is another painting, different style. Like more like traditional Indian style. There's also another painting. This sounds what, like Rajasthani or Gujarati type of style. Here actually Nrisingadev looks like more like a tiger, huh? He's got this stripes type of orange. But the conclusion is the same. Hiranyakashipu dies. This is another very powerful image. The South Indian Hiranyakashipu is completely black. Here, Prahlad Maharaj is shaved up, and the Lord has 16 arms. There are different versions, but you know, you get the idea. Some Orissa style, Oriya style. Here Hiranyakashipu is green somehow. Also Orissa. This is also another ISKCON. And I just recently heard the explanation why Lord Nrisingadeva put the entrails, the intestine of Hiranyakashipu around his neck. As a garland. Do you know why? Well, what I heard is that, Hiranyakashipu had been usurping all the yagya, the offerings in the sacrifice, which were meant for the demigods. So he was eating what was actually meant for the demigods. So basically all the offering were in his intestine. So by Nrisingadev taking the intestine and saying, no, these offerings are for me. Ultimately, they are for me. Interesting insight. Insider story. And this is, you can see, is Nrisingadev killing Hiranyakashipu as part of a diorama. Where is this? Let's see who guesses. Huh? I show the same from a different angle. See, Nrisingadev killing Hiranyakashipu as part of a diorama. Yeah, it's in Indonesia, actually. Yeah. I'm not sure if it's in Bali, but it's in Indonesia. Okay, yes. Because, again, Nrisingadev appeared a very long time ago. And in some places, especially those with some Hindu background in the Hindu heritage, they still know this story. They still, this is part of their tradition, part of their art, part of their culture. So here you have a procession of dioramas, and they have the same scene. A picture. picture, same. And then what happened? Then after Hiranyakashipu died, all the soldiers of Hiranyakashipu attacked Nrisingadev. And of course they were not matched, so Nrisingadev killed them in many ways. Sometimes just with the tip of his nail, he would kill a great warrior. And they just kept coming, like flies jumping into a fire. And he killed all them all. And at one point, he was still very angry. It's like almost his anger was not yet satisfied. He was really roaring. And it is said he was sitting there on the throne. And even the demigods were afraid of coming closer. They knew this is Vishnu. And they are devotees of Vishnu. But they saw Vishnu in such a very ferocious mood that couldn't feel to go closer. So what they did, there are different versions, but one version, the official version is that they sent Prahlad. They sent Prahlad to pacify. Because his devotion was pure. And he was not afraid of this form. He saw this form as very loving, as very protective, actually. So Prahlad Maharaj, as you can see, was sent forth, and he finally pacified the Lord. And the Lord set him on his lap, and there are a series of pictures here that represent this moment, this very sweet moment. Because let's remember, all this ferociousness, all this fury is only a manifestation of love. More you love somebody, more you become angry with somebody, that somebody is in danger. Even in normal psychology, human psychology, anger is always a secondary emotion. I'll give you an example. Many of you are mothers and fathers. When your, say, daughter or son comes very late at night, you may be angry with them, right? You have experienced that. You're angry, but actually why you're angry? Because you're in fear. Because you're worried about them. And why you're worried about them? Because you love them. So even the anger of Nrisingadev, it's not just anger for our anger's sake, is an expression of love. And because his love for his devotee is very intense, his anger towards those who persecute this devotee is also very, very high. But here it's pacified, so the demigods come closer, and Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, full of these prayers by Prahlad Maharaj, beautiful Sanskrit prayers, although he was only 5 years old, he could compose beautiful shlokas, stotram. So here Nrisingadev is pacified now. This is another version of Lord Nrisingadev, peaceful. This is a very sweet... Nrisingadev sits there and he pats Prahlad Maharaj on the head. And very satisfied for his loyalty, for his fidelity, for his chastity, never changing his mind about worshipping him, despite all the challenges, despite all the risks. There's another picture with the Prahlad Maharaj, who this time is blonde. I don't know if it's a different kalpa or it's just a different artist. But here we have a blonde Prahlad Maharaj and Nrisingadev. And even Anantadev looks like very... Almost very benignly towards Prahlad Maharaj. And then more exchanges. Nrisingadev here, looking at Prahlad Maharaj very lovingly. Yes, this is a classic also. Sitting there, patting on his head. The demigods very happy, very relieved. Very relieved that Hiranyakashipu was finally gone. Very relieved that Nrisingadeva was very peaceful now. Same concept. Famous picture with Lakshmi Devi. Another picture of Nrisingadeva sitting with Lakshmi Devi, surrounded by the demigods. And there are many, many deities actually in India. Of Nrisingadev is worshipped all over India. This is the form called Yoga Narsinga, like yoga in yoga posture, sitting there peacefully. There are many, many versions, many, many forms, many vigrahas in many places in India. It's another form. And there's another form. One side Nrisingadev, one side Sudarshan Chakra, quite common in South India. Who recognizes this one? Very ancient deity. In fact, almost you can't recognize anymore. This is the deity of Nrisingadev in... No. Same country, but not Ahobilam. Huh? No. No. Nrisingapalli. This is in Navadvip. This is in Navadvip, in Mayapur. This is the place where Lord Nrisingadev, after killing Hiranyakashipu, flew and washed his hands. And there is a lake just nearby. And this is the temple, very, very ancient temple in Mayapur. How many of you have been to Nrisingapalli? Some of you have been. Okay. This is perhaps not exactly a deity, but it's a very famous statue. This is a huge statue, 6 meters tall. This is in Hampi, in Karnataka. This is in the city known as Vijayanagar, which was the last great Hindu empire in the history of India. The kings were Vaishnavas. They built a lot of temples. And in one little valley, they also built this huge Nrisingadeva, tall, 6 meters tall. Can go and see sometime. This is a deity of Nrisingadeva in Vrindavan, in Vraja. By the way, it seems we hear that Nanda Maharaj was actually worshipping a deity of Nrisingadeva. Have you heard that, right? Like that. So you see how the pastimes of the Lord intertwine, huh? From one appearance to the other. There is a seamless sequence. And then, this is, for instance, is a very ancient Lakshmi Nrisinga deity in Puri, in Jagannath Puri. And then, of course, we also have Nrisinga deities in ISKCON. But these are just a few photos of different deities in different places. Like Shingmachala, it's all, if you read Tamil. How many of you read Tamil? Not the most popular language around here. Okay, but anyway, there is the many, many deities, famous deity of Nrisingadev. This is a special place, Melkote. Some of you may know. This is a place which is known throughout the four yugas. In Dwarpa Yuga, it's called like Yadavagiri because it was the personal pilgrimage place of the Yadavas. From Dwaraka, they will come. And this is the temple on a hill. And this is the view from the hill of the old Melkote village. And there is a self-manifested deity. It said that Prahlad Maharaj was in that hill meditating and the deity of Nrisingadev self-manifested. Yoga Narsinga. You can still go and take darshan. Some of you have been, perhaps, Melkote. This is where Ramanujacharya lived in exile. And still his descendant of his Sampradaya take care of this temple. So this is another picture. It's another picture. And then, of course, we come to the United States of America. Nrisingadev in New Vrindavan. You've been there, right? Okay. So this is Nrisingadev, very tall, very big, very majestic, very powerful. and Nrisingadev and Prahlad Maharaj. Right there you can go to Vrindavan, West Virginia. It's a little far from here, but still in the same country. You can see Nrisingadev right in North America. And then there is a famous deity of Nrisingadev in Europe, in Germany. Navajieda Nrisinga Kshetra. There is a Prahlad Nrisinga deity. Nrisingadev in a very peaceful, pleasant mood, giving blessings to his devotees. And then you have Prahlad Maharaj, feeling very protected, very, very cozy in the lap of Nrisingadev. And there are many festivals. It's the main center for worship of Nrisingadev in Europe. They have Shalagram, Sila, it's very, very, very complex worship. It's the same place during the Arctic, like that. It's another picture. These are garlands of dry fruits. These are all garlands of dry fruits, later distributed as prasadam to the devotees. And then, of course, we have... But of course, this is another temple, Lakshmi Nrisingadev, another temple in ISKCON. This is in Bangalore. It's a relatively new temple, was acquired a few years ago. And it's a quite big project. They just recently installed also Radha Krishna, Gandharvika Giridhari. Some of you have been to this temple, Bangalore? Not. Okay. They have also there. And then, of course, Nrisingadev in Mayapur. And this is the only place on this planet where Nrisingadev, Stanu Nrisinga, is worshipped. It's the only place where Nrisingadev, just coming out at the height of the intensity of his fury, can be worshipped. Only Mayapur. The Stapati, the sculptor who traditionally carves this deity, he had great reservations, great hesitation to do that. He had to have a special permission from his guru, because he did not want to do it. In this form, Nrisingadev is burning like fire. Very dangerous. Unless one is very pure. But in Mayapur, the Lord is very accessible. So the devotees worship him. This is another particular decoration they have with this Anantashesha and with this Jyoti, with this Prabha, with this effulgence around. You can see also here Prahlad Maharaj standing there. And this is a special moment. What is the special moment here? Yeah, this is at the time of inundation, the time of the flood. Ganga comes and personally offers Abhisheka to Nrisingadev. And see you can see the hand of the pujari here coming out, offering a flower. Somehow, you know, the service has to go on, you know. He doesn't mind. I mean, Nrisingadev doesn't mind. So changing the program. And this is the Abhishek, which they do. And of course, due to the time difference, this was going on. Actually, they'll do tomorrow because of the different times and the titis. Will be tomorrow. But tomorrow there will be this huge Abhishek. They'll use many juices, many perfumes, many oils. And this is part of that ceremony. That's also part of the seminary, bathing Nrisingadev with yogurt and milk and all sorts of substances. And this is Nrisingadev in a special armor bedecked by all these stones. So, this is basically the presentation for the Nrisinga Chaturdasi. Now we'll have the Arctic, right? And Savas Prabhu, maybe somebody wants to announce the program. What comes next? The Arctic? Krishna Prasada. Where? across the street underneath the usual place for the Sunday program. So thank you very much for your attention. We finish with this prayer. Shinishinga, Jai Nishinga, Jaya Jaya Nishinga, Praladesha, Jaya Padma, Mukha Padma, Bringa. Thank you very much. Happy Nishinga Chaturdasi to all of you. Hare Krishna.